And joining me now is Prairie du Chien Schools Superintendent Andy Bonacic. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Mike. How are we doing?
Well, doing fantastic. I thought it'd be a good time for us to take a moment and kind of get an update from you. We're, gosh, almost halfway through the school year already.
It's going fast, like you said, when you come through the holidays and you got your concerts that take place in December for elementary kids, middle school, and high school, and activities from our wrestling team to basketball. Gymnastics meets going on. Next thing you know, it's Christmas, and you're jumping right into the new year of 2024.
You bet. Well, let's talk a little bit about the school board meeting that you did have earlier this week. And you got the report card. And for those of us like me who may not be real familiar with how this report card works, tell us what it all entails and how did Prairie du Chien do?
Sure. So in the report card, you know, one it's going to entail about, you know, how you do on our forward testing, how our kids are scoring in our ELA program, language arts, and also our math program is a couple examples. And it does figure graduation rates as low as going third grade on down and where you are as a district. And then the growth that is needed for each children as they move from third grade to fourth grade and so on up through the high school. So it's a nice measuring stick for us. It gives us a tool for us to take a look with our staff and celebrate the wins that we're doing, and also working on the areas that we all want to get better, because there's not a school system that's perfect. So it was a great opportunity, and it really resounded how hard our staff is working from our management team to our teachers to our support staff and supporting students in the Prairie du Chien School District. So they do a wonderful job I think in teaching and education might be a little tougher maybe than it was 10, 15 years ago, we know that. Mm-hmm. But these staff members are trying to find a way to make a difference in kids' lives so they can support the world, support the United States with us, and how can we make this a better place. And so we got out of our report card a little bit is all our buildings from Bluffview, BAK, and the high school have met or exceeded expectations with that. So our Bluffview Middle School exceeded expectation, which was tremendous with it. We had great graduation rates going across the board there, and we had some great achievement scores. You know, some areas that we do have to grow a little bit is our growth with it, and our group of students that maybe are struggling, and how do we help them with it. And it's not because we're not trying with our intervention groups that we have at our middle school and elementary in Bluffview, and also our seminars we have at the high school. So it's how we go about it and how we get better in math and in English language arts there, and how we support those students. And that's where we're going to reconvene and take a look at that and how we can get better and helping those students grow and making those connections with school.
So you take a look at the report and then, you know, make the changes necessary. What's the next step then after you get the report card?
Well, the next step is now we'll sit down with our staff and show them exactly what we showed our school board a little bit, and then let them soak that in a little bit and digest and talk about the celebrations first. Hey, tremendous job in some of these areas and what we're doing there, and get their input and where we think we can help and support that assessment tool to help these children grow. You know, what do we have to do as a district? It's not a top-down decision. It's a group decision that we work together with that and supporting those students, because those staff members are with those kids 24/7. We as a management team or administration, we may not see those students every single day. So those staff members have become almost the parent for those children from 8 to 3 o'clock because the time spent with those kids. And
right.
So we'll get some valuable information from our teaching staff and how we go about making some subtle changes, and also if we have to make some changes to help us get better and work with kids and make those connections.
All right, you also have some projects going on at the school. Can you fill us in on those?
Yeah, we have some handicap accessible doors that were installed in, I think, 1998 when Bluffview was built with it. So we got over 20-some years out of them. So we're trying to get some RFP proposals for those to have those ready and change here in the next 4 to 6 weeks with that. And also reviewing our camera systems in our buildings. When we're talking safety, we have a digital mapping grant that Kyle Tenor here in our community, our officer there, helped us receive a $22,000 grant to help us get our emergency management system built and ready to go on all the mapping that's needed for our three buildings and be able to distribute that and have that ready for our fire chief, our police, and anything that would happen emergency-wise for safety-wise for our students. And then the next step with is, you know, how do we improve our camera systems between our three buildings? And so if something would happen, that we're ready to go with that and to limit anything that would maybe struggle with and support our children and our parents in the community with that.
I imagine it's probably more important than ever to have that cooperation with all the law enforcement, the emergency folks, and everything like that.
It really is, you know, and there's dialogues going on all the time with students and social media. We take it serious on any of those things that maybe pop up in social media and supporting. And Kyle and his officers have been excellent to work with in this community. And I do believe a lot of our families and our teaching staff feel safe teaching here and also working here because of that collective agreement of working together, supporting each other within and supporting our children in our community.
And then next meeting, second Monday of January?
Yep, January 9th will be our next school board meeting. Anybody would love to come and see. It's always posted on a Friday, and so we always meet at 5:30 in room 103 of our high school.
All right. Prairie du Chien Superintendent Andy Manosik with an update for us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
And a meeting on the schedule this evening as the River Ridge School Board will be meeting in the multipurpose room at 6 p.m.